Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you tonight on the Blog Talk. Tonight I want to apologize to you for last night. We had a Good Friday program, and I'm sorry the mix up here, and we didn't get the lines opened up. So please forgive us tonight for last night. But they're open tonight, and let's go on stronger in Jesus Christ. I came on at the very last few moments just to give the enemy the unsatisfactory report that he did not completely stop the blog last night. Yeah, we did carry on. Amen. This is, as you know, a time that we give God 1,000 thank yous individually. And when we look at all across the world, we realize that there are billions of praises going up to God. I covet your prayers. Yeah, I really do need your prayers, because needless to say, anybody can recognize that the devil doesn't want this to go on. Tries to find all kind of fault with it and everything else. All we're simply doing is thanking the Lord. I don't know how anybody can find fault with that. But they should have been thanking him eras ago, years ago. And yet they had to give me, Lord, give me. And very, very little. Thank you. Now it has flipped. God flipped the switch. And now we'll thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and kindness and for everything. Rather than the give me. We found out and discovered that the Lord knows what we need in advance. And Isaiah 65:24 has become a part of this new awakening, and that is, before you call, I will answer, and while you're yet speaking, I will hear. And he does answer many times before we call. And while we're yet speaking, he hears us and answers our prayers. Thank God for Jesus. I was often remember when I was on that plane trying to come back from, I believe, Florida back to Texas. And I said, Lord, you've been so good. And God began to move upon me. I was sleepy at first, and then the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you thank him 1,000 times? Because I said, Lord, if I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. And the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? And that's how this all began, when the Holy Ghost said, why don't you? And I attempted to thank God. In fact, I did thank God. With the help of the Holy Ghost, that night a thousand times. And the rest is history. Here we are now, sending out billions of praise. Amen. As people catch it around the world. At first we were sending up around 2 billion praises, but people have begun to catch it more so around the world now than ever before. And it's moved up to sending up at least 3 billion praises a night. Amen. I offer this to you. If you have a prayer request, here's what we do. This is our format now. Make your prayer request known. Amen. And when you do, we'll take time to thank him 1,000 times in advance, for giving you a miracle in your life. I don't know how you can beat that. You make it known, we're going to pray for you, and then thank God 1,000 times for doing it for you. Amen. It shall get done. Amen. All right. Master Hagin, if you'll open up the lines so those who are on the line, at least a few of them can make that prayer request. Amen. Amen. Your lines have been opened. Amen. In the name of Jesus. If you have a prayer request, why don't you jump in there and make your prayer request known before we pray for you and also thank God 1,000 times for answering your prayer. Okay? Anybody have a prayer request tonight? Just jump in there and make it known.
314, Pastor Luck Jones. I want to pray for my sister and her husband.
All right. This is Ambassador-elect Jones, okay? Renata Jones. Okay, and your sister now, her husband.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. God shall surely hear and answer prayer.
I believe.
All right. Is there anybody else who has a prayer request? I have one. I want to keep Dr. Betty Johnson on the prayer list. She's doing well, but I want to thank God for her and bless her, Lord. Okay.
This ambassador, you make Jolene Garnett expecting a miracle. And then also for you, Dr. Johnson, you request a prayer for you need $1 million for your church and for my family.
Don't make me get up and shout all around this room here. Amen. I don't know if I've ever had anybody to remember that and put it on the prayer list. God certainly will answer the prayer. Amazing grace and me. We're asking this for amazing grace. Yeah, we need $1 million to renovate our church. And we are a 501c3. And, totally renovate our church, and it shall be done. All right. My. Sister Geraldine Gaudet, thank God for you.
And thank God for you, Dr.
Gaudet.
Such a big blessing to the blog line and to the prayer line. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Great man of God.
Also, on what? We have you on the prayer list. All right. Is there anything else? All right. Who else has a prayer request tonight? All right. We've given you an opportunity. Anybody else before we close it? Is there any loved one you have that you want to put their name on the prayer list? I want to put Bria Bostic Johnson. Anybody else? All right. God bless you. Prayer changes.
This is Mr. Karen Brown, Dr. Johnson. Brandon Davis, my son.
Brandon. Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Can y'all hear me?
We can hear. Yes, sir.
I can hear you.
All right. All right. Anybody else want to put someone's name on the prayer list?
My son Isaac. Sister Joyce. My son Isaac.
All right. Sister Joyce, Isaac. Okay.
And myself.
And who?
And myself. I think. Yep.
Okay. And
we never get enough prayer. Yes.
Sister Joyce spoke at Amazing Grace last night. Outstanding. My God. I want to put Lenitra and Raphael Rome also. Malia and Anaya and Raphael Jr. and Dante. Anybody else? All right. God bless you. All right, let's pray here tonight. And the lines are being open for you when we get to our thank yous. Feel free to come in and join us, okay? Heavenly Father, I thank you because you are so omnipotent and ultra awesome. God, for errors men, women, boys and girls did not give you the proper thanks, but you never said a mumbling word, like Jesus on the cross, as we celebrate on tomorrow, the Resurrection Sunday, when Jesus was brutalized, went through, in a sense, hell here on earth, and never said a mumbling word. And Lord, we come tonight to ask you, with a few names, ask you to give these folks miracles. Because we know that you're a miracle worker. And we've asked you, we've come to ask you to give miracles here. And then, Lord, we've come prepared to thank you 1,000 times for all these miracles. I'm asking you to give these people miracles and fix the situation. Ambassador-elect Renata Jones, her sister, Lord, and her sister's husband, fix it, Lord, fix the situation. We know that whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. That's why we're coming to you, because you are the miracle worker. Look on Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. Continually bless her and continually raise her up, Lord, in Jesus' name. Look on Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garnett. She needs a miracle. God, you said you would supply our every need according to your riches and glory. She needs a miracle. Would you give her a biscuit if she asks for a miracle? Would you give her a stone if she asks for bread? Lord, we're asking you for a miracle for Sister Geraldine Garnett. And thank you, Lord, for her. Remember an amazing grace. I don't know if I've ever had anybody that concerned about our needs at the church, that you would give us $1 million to renovate Amazing Grace and make it so astonishing. Oh, God, the people come from all around the country to see it and realize that it had to be you. So, therefore, you get the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Bless her, Lord, for that. Sister Geraldine Garnett, Ambassador-elect, expect a miracle. Thank you, Lord. Lord, look on Bria Bostic Johnson. As she's in the Marines, bring her out gloriously. Let something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful happen to her that makes her stand out above all of them. Because she's your chosen child. She's my granddaughter, Dr. Betty's granddaughter. I'm asking you. Amen. The others have the privilege of asking you this, but some don't know that you are the miracle worker like this. We know, and we're asking you for an ultra awesome miracle upon Bria Bostic Johnson, our granddaughter. Look on Sister Karen Brown, Lord, and you're not a respecter of person. Thank you for Brandon Davis, God, her son. Bless him equally as well. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you for what you're going to do for that boy. A turnaround. I just need Sister Karen Brown to say one time, a turnaround. Are you there, Sister Karen?
A turnaround.
A turnaround.
A turnaround. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, look on Isaac. He needs the same thing. Sister Joyce, long, God, touch her, give her a special miracle. Let her be able to recognize the miracle that you're giving. And her son Isaac, I'm praying for a miracle for him. Bring him closer to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, this is not the time to move further away, but it's time to move closer to the Lord. Thank you for the message that you gave me, perhaps for tomorrow. You got what you wanted, but you lost what you had. Don't let him be an example of that. And God, bring him back to you. So many people are backsliding in this day and time. So many people are choosing the wayward world. And the enemy is trying to sift people as wheat and putting on their minds the things of the world to want them. Money, the love of money is the root to all evil. Things of the world, the parties, the men, the women, the drugs, the alcohol, the cigarette, getting what they want, Lord, but they're losing what they had. And turn it around, I pray. Look on Lenitra and Raphael, Ron, and Malia, and Anaya, and Dante, and we've already prayed for Bria. God bless these precious people in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless them, Lord, to prosper in Jesus' name. Bless them to prosper even in health, and their soul prosper. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Lord, help us to thank you 1,000 times a night because you deserve
thank you.
It. We glory in you. Amen. Even as we open up these lines right now, Lord, that they may join us in praising you. Bless, bless, bless. Every person. It takes time to offer up this thousand thank yous to you. I'm asking you to give them a miracle. Oh, my God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Your line is open to help us.
Thank
you,
thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
Jesus. Thank you.
Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, hallelujah. Glory to your name, hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
Oh,
thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Dr. Betty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Every prayer request. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you
for the healing
you,
of our body.
You,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God. We believe in miracles. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. This is a day that you made, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the early rise this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
We love you, Lord. We praise
you, Lord. Thank you, thank you for the use of activity by our limbs. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And God bless these precious people. Amen. They took time for you. I'm going to point that out. Even though I know you know it, but they took time for you. If anybody asked them, oh, my God, why, how did they get the blessings? They tell them, I thanked him 1,000 times. In other words, I took time for Jesus. And if you take time for Jesus, he definitely will take time for you. God bless
Amen.
You. Amen. God bless these people in the city, in the field. Bless them going out. Bless them with favor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every artery and every organ.
Yes, hallelujah.
Ooh, I receive it.
In my
I receive
God.
It.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give all the glory to God.
I receive it.
Jesus' name.
Son, tomorrow night I want you to pray after you've thanked me or before you thank me. Either way, but he said he wants me to pray for new cars tomorrow night.
New
cars.
Thank you.
He said pray for new cars on tomorrow night. You know anybody who needs one?
Yes, sir.
Y'all remind me tomorrow to announce that the Lord has led me to pray for new cars on the blog line tomorrow night. I want y'all to remind me that I said it.
Secondly,
the Lord said on next week, beginning Monday, he says every day, I may not have make the program out of all this, but he said every day I want you to get examples and talk about how to recognize his voice. He said how to recognize the real voice of God, and he wants me to talk about it, get examples. I want y'all to come to the line on the prayer line on Monday through Friday tomorrow. Monday through Friday. I want y'all to come to the prayer line, and I want you to have an example of how the enemy tried to fool you, but somehow, some way, the Holy Ghost helped you to recognize there was a voice of the devil, and you recognize his voice, and through it all, you learn to recognize the real voice of God. I want you to come to the prayer line now with an example recognizing the real voice of God. I want to get them all week long. Some of y'all have testimonies of what God did for you, how he healed your body. And you can tell about how the enemy tried to give you this or give you that. But you heard the real voice saying, no, don't receive it. Whose voice was that? That was the voice of the Lord. Because the devil wants you to receive everything that's detrimental to you. But the voice of the Lord doesn't want you to do it. He wants you to be blessed. So come with an example of how you recognize the real voice. Amen.
Man.
Mm-hmm. My wife and I were doing tremendous in Texas, making a lot of money and doing well, doing my concerts everywhere. And I heard the voice of the Lord when I went home for my brother's funeral, Harold. Yeah, the voice of the Lord said to me, son, I want you to start a work here in Kansas City. And I knew I didn't want to do it, but I asked my wife, who is a godly woman, and she said, yes, sweetie, the Lord wants us to start a work here.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And she recognized the voice of God, and I did too. If we had never done it, you wouldn't have had this blog line. You wouldn't have had the prayer line. You wouldn't have had Amazing Grace here because I was too busy to start those. And I was doing my concerts. But God wanted ministry that many people could hear, be healed. I got another one. I'll give you an example again. I was there in Holmes, and the Lord said, I want you to fast, son. And I said, all right, Lord. And I started fasting for 3 days and three nights, and when I got off that, he wouldn't release me. The voice wouldn't release me. The spirit of the Lord wouldn't release me. And I started going from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and fasting 16 and 17 hours a day. And when I got to 10 days, the Lord wouldn't release me. Some voice wouldn't release me. Who do you think wanted me to continue to fast, devil or God?
God.
God wanted me to continue fasting. Now, I got in a trend of fasting. Before I knew it, I had fasted 16, 17 hours a day for 50 days.
Jeez.
And I could not get a release. I couldn't get it. And then before I knew it, I had gone 100 consecutive days. Couldn't get a release. It's in my book. I wrote about it. Called 1,000 Consecutive Days of Fasting. I kept fasting. My mother got word about me. My bishop got word about me. You don't have to fast like that all the time, Dr. Johnson. But I could not get a release. I didn't even know why I was fasting, because I got what I was asking for in those 3 days. But I kept fasting. Then all of a sudden, I had fasted a whole year, 365 days. Because when you, I can tell you things about fasting. When you get into a trend, it's hard to get out. And when I got out on 365, before I knew it, I had fasted 2 years. Every day, that's over 700 days. But when I got to 700, I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I have one request. Because I thank you. See, just thank you, thank you, thank you came out of that fast. Amen. Thank you, thank you. I said, but I have a request, Lord. And God said, what is it, son? And I said, Lord, since I'm gone 700 days without missing a day, I'm asking you, since I'm this close, would you, I don't know why I'm asking this, but it came out of me. I said, would you bless me to fast 1,000 days? I heard a voice that said to me, son, no one has ever fasted 1,000 days for me. I heard a voice. I wasn't desiring to fast no 1,000 days, except I had come so far, it just seemed natural to me to go that far. I wonder, the voice said, no man or no one has ever fasted 1,000 days for me. And I knew the word of God. I said, if that's the voice of God saying that, then his word will match it. In other words, he will not go against his word ever, ever. So I began to look in the word. Maybe y'all can help me, but I never found in the word of God. And I'm not trying to glorify myself. I'm just trying to show you how to recognize his voice. But I never found in the word of God, unless there's somebody on here who's fasted 1,000 consecutive. I'm not talking about all your life, all you put together. I'm talking about every day, 1,000 consecutive days. I said the word will confirm it, and the word confirmed it. I never found it in the word of God that there was anybody who ever fasted. I know this sounds like I'm trying to glorify myself. God knows my heart.
Amen.
I know God, people won't believe it in the first place. And he told me this. Who you think said this? He said, don't worry about it, son. Your witness is in heaven already, and your record is on high. I don't know.
Hallelujah.
I believe God said that. I don't believe the devil said that.
Amen.
I believe God's witness is in heaven. I believe God said your record is on high. And so I kept on fasting. When I 800 days, and then 900 days, and then 1,000 days, I reached it. And let me tell you something. I know it was the Lord. When I got to 1,000, instead of me stopping at 1,000, I did not stop. I just, the Holy Ghost just kept me on it again. I reached 1,000 days. In fact, I went not only 1,000 days, but I went 1,104 days. Just in case someone said, well, you missed another. Just in case I went, I couldn't get off of it. I went 1,104 days. And God blessed me to go and answered my prayer. He gave me 1,000 consecutive days of fasting. You ask him. Ask him yourself. He'll tell you. Amen. Learn to recognize his real voice and see if he says that's true or not. Amen. Well, let me tell you. Here's how I know it. The Lord was leading me. I asked him. I said, Lord, I fasted 1,104 days.
Yes.
And I don't even know why you had me fasting all this time. Why you wouldn't release me? I don't know. I didn't have any request like this before you where I needed 1,000 days or 1,104. And he didn't answer me. But 2 weeks later, he answered me. He said, son, I had you. You asked me why I had you fasting. And he said, I had you fasting not for you. No, I didn't have you fasting for you, but I had you fasting for people who need miracles. And 9-1-2. I had you fasting for people who need miracles. 913-873-816-611-575-8701. So many 708 and so many other area codes. People who need miracles. He said, I had you fasting for them. I had you fasting for people who have
thank you, Jesus.
COPD and they need miracles.
Oh.
Cancer and people who have diabetes and people who have heart trouble and ear trouble. And I had you fasting for people who are in need. And I don't know, any time I've ever called up my fast, like reminding God of my fast and asking for something that he didn't do it.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
That's my witness. That's my testimony. I want y'all to come on the blog line on Monday. Not the blog line, that too. I mean, specifically on the prayer line on Monday. And give us an example of how you learn to recognize it was God speaking to you rather than the devil. Amen. I know it was God speaking to me because the devil asked questions. Would the devil want me to fast 1,000 days? I know that. No. When he leads me to fast 1,000 days, the last thing he wants people to do, see, the reason why I know it's God, because when I ask questions like that, would he lead me to 1,000 days? Would he want me to fast 1,000 days? And I immediately know that it wasn't the devil, because Jesus said to the disciples when they could not cast out the demon out of the boy who threw himself into the fire and into the flood, and they ask him, why could we not cast the demon out, God? And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. And then he said, these kind go without by fasting and by prayer. So I knew it was Lord, because it matches the word. Demons come out by fasting and praying. Did the devil tell me, keep on fasting, keep going, I'm not going to give you a release? No. What the devil? Because these kind cometh out by fasting and praying. He doesn't want you to be able to cast demons out. He would never tell you to fast for the Lord, because he knows that his demons have to get out by fasting and by prayer. God bless you. All right, come. Here's the number to the blog, to the prayer line on Monday. Dial 712-775-7701. 7085. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. And nobody jealous but the enemy. The devil brings that to you. Amen. 712-775-7085. Amen. I'm going to open up the line for anybody who has a comment, has something you want to say. God bless you. Open up the line for
yes,
you.
Yes, Dr. Johnson. This is Ambassador Lake Frierson. Are we still having the shut-in on Wednesday?
We are, and let's begin whenever you want to. If there's anybody who wants to take a time, you can even give a moment to, for anybody who wants to fill in something. That's all right with me.
Okay. Well, the shut-in starts at 9 p.m. Central Time. All times are based on Central Time, and all the slots are still up until 12 a.m.
You mean everything is filled up at 12 a.m.?
Yes. From 9 to 12 a.m. is filled. Would you like to hear the name?
No, no need to hear the name tonight, but you can start at 12 a.m. and start from there and see if anybody wants to be used of the Lord. If you want a miracle, really want a miracle, make a sacrifice for the Lord. Yeah, the easy times from 9 to 12 are gone. But if you want a miracle, I dare you jump in there and say that, yeah, I'll lead the prayer from 12 to 12:30 or 12 to 1. Or 1 to 1:30 or 1 to 2.
I'll lead the prayer from 12 to 12:30.
Okay, and
okay.
You are?
Prophetess Baker.
Okay, I have you down, so you want me to put you down for a second time?
And you can put me down a second time.
Down a second time from 12
yes.
to 12:30?
Yes.
Okay.
Sit it on the Kenyatta.
Okay. What is your first name?
Betty.
Okay.
Betty Baker.
Okay, thank you very much. Now we have from 12:30 until 1.
It's Sheila Brown. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Okay.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Blessed, thank you. I'll take that time if the Lord say the same.
Okay, Sheila Brown from 12:30 a.m. to 1 a.m.?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Pastor Johnson?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, miss. Can I say something? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Pastor Johnson. If I ask Sister Betty Baker if we can do something together, because she's normally pretty good at
sure.
helping me kind of stay
yes.
up at that time of night.
Sure.
Yes, I will. Sure, I will. I will help you. No problem.
Praise God. Thank you.
Sister Betty Baker, a prophetess. Amen. This is a true prophetess. I believe.
Amen.
That. And Prophetess Baker, tell him you're up
yes.
all time. You told me you're up all kinds of time of night.
I do all times of night, 2 o'clock.
You do.
I do. That's what I do. Early in the morning, Tashita Brown, no.
Pastor Sister
yes.
Betty about to call me at 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning.
Right.
With a word.
Yeah, with a word. All right, let's move on here.
Praise
we
God.
We got 12:31.
Yes,
okay.
What about?
We have from 1 to 1:30 a.m. open, 1:30 to 2 a.m. open, 2 to 2:30 a.m. open, 2:30 to 3 a.m. open, 3 to 3:30 a.m. open, 3:30 until 4 a.m. open, 4 to 4:30 a.m. open. I'm sorry, 4 to 4:30 a.m. is taken
yes,
by Ambassador-elect Deborah Pryor. But after that, we have from 4:30 to 5 a.m. open. From 5 to 5:30 a.m. open, 5:30 to 6 a.m. open.
And let me say this, some of you can take a whole hour if you desire to do so. I don't want to push you. This is volunteer because this is your gift, amen, to God. And you know when you give a gift, Nobody has to push you. You get excited about it. Oh, I got Sister so-and-so. I got this gift for Brother so-and-so. And I'm excited. And you get excited about how it's going to make them excited, make them happy. And see, that's when you're on the floor here. You got this gift for God. I'm going to lead prayer from da-da-da to da-da-da, and I know it's going to make God happy. Bless God. This is about blessing God. Amen. Leading prayer. All right. The Lord put it on my heart. He said, he told me to go back to the old school, son. And he reminded me of the old all-night shut-in.
Yes.
All night. And all I've done is just obeyed him. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So go ahead. If somebody want to take an hour, take it. Go ahead, Ambassador Elect Frierson.
Okay. Ambassador Elect Sheila Brown?
No, ma'am. My name is just Sheila Brown. If you're talking to me in Kansas City, Kansas, my name is just Sheila Brown.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I thank you.
Okay. we have quite a few slots open from 12:30 to 4 and from 4:30 until 6.
Okay.
We have to take.
Give those half hour slots. That's what I want. Or an hour slot.
Okay.
So you got 12 to 12:30, don't you?
12 to 12:30 is Prophetess Baker, Prophetess Betty Baker from California, and 12:30 to 1 is Sheila Brown from Kansas City, or Kansas.
Yes, ma'am.
They mentioned that they're going to do something together, so they have an hour.
Let's move on and take the 1 to 1:30 or 1 to 2, anybody.
Okay, 1 to 2.
Anybody?
2 to 3. 3 to 4. 5. 5 to 6.
All right, Sister Ambassador-elect Frierson, put me down for all those times.
Oh, Jesus.
No, we can't do that. We have to do some more, Sheila.
Sister Betty, want to do the 5 to 6, Sister Betty?
I can. Yeah, we can.
If the pastor and everybody will allow it, please.
All right,
okay,
5
and
to 6.
Speaking?
Ma'am?
That's Prophetess Betty Baker and Sheila Brown. Amen.
Grace of God. Yes, sir.
Okay, Prophetess Betty Baker and Sheila Brown.
Sheila Brown.
Okay, so they're going to take from 12 until 1 a.m. and from 5 to 6 a.m. And Prophetess Baker also has another
11.
Spot. Prophetess Baker has from 11 until 11:30.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have you down for 3 slots.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stick. And if Prophetess Baker doesn't mind, I would take the 11 to 11:30 for at that time.
I'll change. You can have it. It's fine. God bless you.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Chief,
sure,
I'm
no
actually
problem.
We're in our district convocation starting next week, and
no,
I will
no.
be in a little late. So, but if she doesn't mind, I will go on and take 11 to 11:30.
I don't mind.
That,
you can take. Bless
you. Okay. So then you won't have to have 3.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
That's
okay.
Okay. Okay. I'll make that change.
Okay.
We're back in your hands, Chief Ambassador.
Yes. Now, let me say to y'all, we appreciate everything that you've done, everything. And we love you and thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
We'll approach this on the prayer line. And what spots are open again, Ambassador-elect Fries, and give the spots that are open 30-minute slots.
Okay.
Right.
You wanted 30 minutes. Okay. We have from 1 a.m. until 1:30 a.m., 1:30 a.m. to 2 a.m., 2 to 2:30 a.m.
Okay, 2:30.
Yes, to 3 a.m. 3 to 3:30 a.m. 3:30 to 4. And at from 4 to 4:30 a.m. we have Ambassador-elect Deborah Pryor. Then from 4:30 to 5 a.m. is open. From 5 to 6, we have Prophetess Betty Baker and Sheila Brown.
Okay. Go ahead and run them out again. Maybe somebody else wants to take some of that time. If not, we'll get it on the prayer line. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. One thirty a.m. open. 1:30 to 2 a.m. open. 30 a.m. open. 2:30 to 3 a.m. open. Did I say yes? 2:30 to 3 a.m. open. I'm hearing an echo. 3 to 3:30 a.m. open. 3:30 to 4 a.m. open. And 4 to 4:30 a.m. we have Ambassador-elect Deborah Pryor. From 4:30 to 5 a.m. is open. And from 5 through 6 a.m. we have Prophetess Betty Baker and Sheila Brown.
All right. We're given an opportunity. Let me just say to you all, why don't you pray about it? If you've been on the prayer line and you've been a taker, well, give me a giver too. And how you be a giver? Give unto God. Amen. Don't be a one side person that you don't give back to the Lord. Amen. He's blessed you, helped you, brought you, and now we're asking you if you would need prayer. You can do 1,000 thank you, or you can just have praise reports during that time. You can have prayers during that time. You can go to your girlfriend and say, I need you to help me. I'm going to need prayer, and I want us to pray for 30 minutes. Or we'll get others to help us pray on the line for 30 minutes. You can do it anyway. Just do it godly. Amen. All glory be unto God.
Amen. Excuse me. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. This is Deborah Pryor.
Yes, ma'am.
I talked to Sister Victoria Rollins, and she had, I mentioned to her I was going to do 4 to 4:30, and she said that she would do 4:30 to 5.
All right.
Did okay.
You get that, ma'am?
4:30 a.m. until 5 a.m. And that's Sister Victoria.
Yes.
Rollins. You want to spell that,
please? R-O-L-L-I-N-S. Rollins.
R-O-L-L-I-N-S. And where is she from? What state is she? Illinois? Okay.
Yes, Illinois. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
All right. It's just a privilege and an honor to lead prayer unto God. It's kind of like saying, I thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. And I have time for you because you've had time for me. And that's what we're doing here. God bless you. Don't want to push you. Amen. This is your gift unto the Lord. Okay, so we're going to let you go. God bless you, and we'll bring that list back. Is there anybody want to say anything else before we close? Doesn't have to be on that. Or you might want to just say a word of encouragement. We can always use encouragement because the devil is trying to discourage every day, every hour. But the Lord wants his people to be encouraged. Amen. All right, anybody want to say anything?
Yes, God, he's going to bless us, his people, with more than enough.
Thank you, God. I receive it.
I heard more than enough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I receive it.
And he's telling us some of us don't quit. Don't quit. Woo, Jesus.
I receive that. Amen.
So I'm going to come back and apologize. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Baha. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. And he don't want us to get behind schedule. Stay with the schedule.
Mm-hmm. I receive that, too.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So next Wednesday is when we're going to have this all-night shut-in.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to have a word to say? All right, God bless you. We're giving you an opportunity.
I got one more thing to say, Pastor. One more thing. If somebody looking for some certified mail to the box, I'm picking up some certified mail to their mailbox. Somebody going to get it. And somebody going to be happy when they receive it.
Well, if y'all don't receive it, I'm receiving it. Amen.
I'll receive it myself.
Amen. Let me show you all something. If y'all like many of my members call me their life coach, let me give you something as your coach. When somebody puts a blessing out there, it's out there for you. But exercise your faith and say, Lord, I receive it. Amen. Because, see, you can lose things on yourself and you can buy things on yourself. And whatever you lose on yourself will be loosed in heaven. And whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. Somebody say, somebody's going to get a certified mail and it's going to make them happy. I don't understand. Why wouldn't you jump in there and say,
receive
it?
I receive it.
Same
with Jesus.
See, God's got more than one certified mail. Yeah,
amen.
He is listening to see your faith. And by you stepping out and saying, I receive it, that's an exercise of your faith. Amen. To open your mouth and loose that on yourself. Now, I'm going to ask you, Prophetess Baker, would you loose that one more time? It's loose already, but would you say it one more time?
People will receive some certified mail. I accept that. And somebody's going to be happy.
Oh, no. Let me say this. Somebody said, I accept that. See, you got to be careful with the enemy. The enemy will have you he will work on your mind where you won't get your blessing. I didn't say I accept that. See, that was the enemy right then and there. He was trying you, make you say that. Prove it to you. The blood of Jesus is against that. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. See, I just said, receive it. And you said, I accept. No, say, I receive it. See, God will test you to see if you're going to obey the Spirit of the Lord down to the wire. Amen. And the blessing is in obedience. It's better than sacrifice. All right? Watch what I'm telling you. Watch what I'm telling you. Amen. So, it goes down to small things. God, not one jot nor tittle of his word will go unfulfilled. See, that's why I can tell you he's about the small, intricate things. Not one jot, not even a period or a tittle, not even a small letter in his word will go unfulfilled. And so you have to follow if God is leading to say something, watch it what you do. Watch how you phrase it, because if God leads me to say, I accept that, then that's fine. But if God leads me to say, I receive it, jump on board and receive it in the name of Jesus, because God moves. It's the little foxes that destroys it. But if God, one jot nor tittle, man, son of God, amen, one jot nor tittle, God, man, amen, if he's specific about those things in the Word of God, he's going to be specific about what he says to you. Now, this prophet said that somebody's going to receive certified mail, and it's going to be a blessing. Amen. If she had come back and said somebody's going to receive mail through ground mail, what's that called? UPS. And God said you're going to receive certified mail. Amen. It would be a little different there. Certified mail normally comes through U.S. mail. UPS, I don't know if they certify. They probably have a certification, but it puts me in mind that it's coming through the U.S. mail. Amen. What does it put y'all in mind of? Certified mail, what does that put y'all in mind of? Hello?
Yeah.
What does certified mail put y'all in mind of? U.S. mail, or does it put you in mind of does it put you in mind of what is it? I can't think here tonight. UPS, or does it put you in mind of what's
registered
the other one?
Mail. Register.
Priority
mail.
Priority. Amen. So, but now UPS or Federal Express, both of them have certified mail, don't they?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. So
Amen.
That would mean that you have only a few ways of receiving certified mail. It can come to your house through UPS, I guess. I don't know of them having it too much, but I know of the U.S. mail having it. And Federal Express has it, doesn't it? Y'all won't talk back to me.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I think it does. So, but the bottom line is certified mail. If you receive it, start looking for it. Amen. All right, do you have anything else, Prophet Baker?
Pardon me?
I receive it too.
Amen. I
if you have anything
it.
Else.
That's all I heard for now. Thank you.
All right.
Back in you.
All right. All right. May the Lord bless y'all and keep you. I'm going to get off the line here in just a few minutes. And if you have anything, any comments you want to say, anybody? All right. The Lord bless you and keep you. I'm dismissing tonight. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless everyone.
Thank you. God bless you.
Are y'all still on the line here?
Yes. Yes.
Let me. The Holy Ghost just reminded me of other proof of what I said a while ago. Amen. Learn to say what the man or woman of God is saying when you receive something from the Lord. I'm gonna tell you why I'm so adamant about things like that. I was praying for a demon-possessed person, demon-possessed. And I said, after I prayed for them, the way I knew that they weren't delivered, I said, say, praise the Lord. And they say, and they said, they didn't say anything. I said, say, praise the Lord. And they start saying, we give you glory. And I said, say, thank you, Jesus. They said, praise the Lord. I said, say, thank you, Jesus. They said, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. They never would say thank you, Jesus. It showed me that they were confused in the spirit realm. Amen. God had given me what to tell that person who was demon possessed to say. They never would say, well, they didn't say thank you, Jesus, at first, until they were completely delivered. And the reason why I know they were delivered is I said, now say thank you, Jesus. And guess what they said? Thank you, Jesus. That was a sign to know that their mind was no longer confused. And the devil will try you like that when you're praying for people. And you will say, give God glory. Give God praise. And they'll sit there and they won't say nothing. But when they're delivered, they'll do exactly, not close to. When they're delivered, they will do exactly like the Spirit is speaking to you to do. Do I have a witness on the line anywhere? Anybody know what I'm saying? Know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank God for that. See, I've seen it happen before when they it works like that. So saints of God, be adamant about when you're receiving blessings, you got to be adamant about what you will, how you receive it, and what you will say to match what God is saying. All right? God bless you. Have a wonderful night. You're dismissed.